Danforth Durden Sprague, excited for our next guest. He joins us for the first time on the show. He is the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, who off to a 16-3 start. Big win against Oklahoma City last night. They take on the Utah Jazz tomorrow. Blazer head coach Terry Stotts. Coach, we appreciate the time. Coach, I'm curious how much you allow yourself to have success and enjoy what you guys have done so far.
Well, it's game by game. You know, in the NBA, it's you always have another game right around the corner. So I think what I do is I enjoy the win when we have it, and then it's move on to the next game and prepare for that one. So, certainly winning is much more enjoyable. The mood around the practice facility, the mood at practice, it just creates a nice atmosphere. But I win each one is a separate thing, and then you got to move on to the next game.
Terry, I'm a big believer in learning from past experiences. Obviously, your two previous stops as a head coach didn't turn out the way you wanted it. You learned a lot and had a lot of success in Dallas. At the end of last season, when you guys lost, I think it was 13 straight games, and you're kind of at the lowest of lows, did you're going back to your past experiences give you confidence that you could turn this thing around and get this team in this position?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily my past experiences, but I certainly came into this season very optimistic about the possibilities, because even though we did lose 13 in a row at the end of the season, we were playing a lot of the young guys. We knew we weren't going to make the playoffs. LaMarcus sat out a few games. Wes was injured. Nick missed some games. So I thought the 13-game losing streak was a little misleading. We were in the playoff hunt up until the end of March for a team that wasn't expected to be there. So I took a lot of positives from last season and felt like with the changes that we made to the roster this season that, there was going to be an uptick. Now, I didn't see 16-3 coming, but I certainly thought that we were going to be a good team and we're going to compete for a playoff spot. And we're still a young team and continue to grow and get better.
Coach, how would you assess the development of Damian Lillard from year one to year two? I mean, the numbers aren't quite where they were last year at this point in the season, but just watching as a fan, to me, it seems like he's in a lot more control of the offense this year.
I think you're right. That's I knew Damian's development this year was going to be more equated to winning games and the efficiency of him being a point guard, where he's not only scoring and assisting, but his defense. A lot of his improvement was not going to show up in a box score other than the win column and our defense. And I think both of those factors have turned out to be a positive, and Damian has a lot to do with that.
Talking to Portland Trailblazer head coach Terry Stotts, the Blazers number one in the Western Conference right now with a 16-3 record. Dirk Nowitzki had a quote calling you an offensive genius, and he talked to LaMarcus Aldridge when you came over. LaMarcus obviously having his best season of his career so far. What have you done to kind of allow him to grow, and what have you done to help develop his game?
Well, I don't know if I've done a lot. LaMarcus was a great player. He was an all-star before I got here, and he's a diligent worker on his game over the summer. He takes care of his body. I think he was an underrated player before I got here. He should have made an all-star team the year before that he actually made it. So I don't know that I've necessarily done much to help LaMarcus. I think he's doing a lot on his own. I think the fact that we've got a lot of good players around him makes his job a little bit easier. But, I think what you saw last night, what you saw in Golden State is a young man who's coming into his own, not only as a player, but as a leader and, one of the best players in the NBA.
Terry, last year, the bench woes were very evident. One of the worst benches in NBA history in terms of what you were getting production-wise. You go out, you go get a Mo Williams, you get a Thomas Robinson, a Joel Freeland, guys who come in to this team. Robin Lopez is another guy in the starting lineup. But improving the roster and getting the bench help, How has that changed the way maybe you handle or manage a game? Because last year we saw Damian playing like 40 plus minutes a night, and now this year that's way down. The same with LaMarcus. How much has that helped you, and how much does it change your approach?
Well, it's helped the team, you know, more than anything. It's challenging from my standpoint to manage a rotation. You know, last year I tried to keep two of our four starters on the court at all times. You know, this year you'll see four bench players and a starter in the game. So, it's really helped get the minutes down for all four of those guys, Damian, Wes, Nick, and LaMarcus. And, I think it's just a sign of a good team. And, I mean, you look at a team like San Antonio right now and the amount of minutes that their starters are playing versus their bench players. It's you need that depth for an 82-game season. And, I thought our four guys last year managed their minutes very well and were very productive, but it did take a toll on them.
Are you struggling at all right now? Because you admitted yourself you didn't quite see this 16-3 start coming. I don't think anybody really saw a 16-3 start coming. So as you catch people off guard, is it hard to kind of keep that chip on the shoulder on your team? Or are you having to make a concerted effort as a coach at all to kind of preach, to stay humble and to stay patient game by game?
Well, I think there are a few messages that I want to stay or keep with our team. One is to stay humble and hungry. I think we got to go out every night with something to prove. We haven't really, even though we've had a good start, it's obviously a good start. We haven't done anything. We haven't, we haven't guaranteed ourselves a playoff spot. We haven't accomplished anything other than getting off to a good start. And we need to continue to play with that edge. And I think we will, because, you know, going into this season, right now, we don't have a player on our roster who played in the playoffs last year. And we need to continue with that edge, stay with the course with what we're doing as a team, and never get complacent. And, you know, it's human nature. You have some success. You don't want to let your guard down. But I think the way our approach to it, both the players and coaches, has been the right thing to do. And we come prepared every night.
Blazers head coach Terry Stotts joining us, Dan Fort, Dirt, and Sprague on ESPN Sports Radio 1080 The Fan. We've watched LaMarcus and Wes use iPads on the bench. That's kind of been discussed about how they're using that technology. How have you as a coach used technology this year, and how much do you attribute that to your guys' success, if at all?
Well, we use the technology just like every other team. You know, there's so much technology out there that every team has access to. Obviously, the video, the ease of what you can do with video, the digital age where you can make edits for individual players, for the team. I'm a big believer in using video as a learning tool, both for individual and the team. Because of technology, we're able to do it quicker and better than we've been able to do it in the past. Statistics, I believe in the analytics. I think there's good information out there, and we have a great analytics staff that provide me with information that I think has been useful from going into the season. And what we want to do with our team based on some of the analytics, the league-wide and with our team. So I think just like in every profession, there's so much technology out there. It's you just have to be diligent in how you use it and what you use it for.
Terry, I know you had a lot of confidence with this team. You say you guys were almost in the playoffs last year. You looked at the squad this year. You said, okay, we can put ourselves in that position. Fans are kind of fickle in terms of saying, okay, they can be 10-3 or something, but I'm not ready to buy in. Was there a game on your end? Try to be as honest as possible. Was there a game on your end that you guys won and you went to the locker room just with your coaches and said, holy hell, this team really is for real?
I don't know if there was a game. We've done some good things. You know, when we gave up 40 points at Brooklyn in the first quarter and we held them under 100, that was impressive. Come back to, down 21 against Chicago, a team that doesn't necessarily give up leads. That was impressive. The game at Golden State where we showed a lot of grit after losing Moe and West to ejections, and to win a back-to-back on the road, having lost two significant players, that was impressive. Obviously, the Indiana and Oklahoma game speak for themselves. So, you know, when you look back over the season at the end of the in the summer, you look back at certain games. But we've had some games that you know have stood out, and those would be some of them.
Coach, when you look forward down the line and you think about your rotation, have you thought at all about how maybe a guy like C.J. McCollum can come and fit in? Obviously, he's been banged up, hasn't played yet. Have you thought about any way that you can fit him into the rotation moving forward?
Not at this point. You know, like I said, I'm worried about the next game, and I'm worried about Utah, and I don't know when C.J. is going to come back. And, you know, when he does, that's great. You need that talent. You need that depth to get you through an 82-game season. But right now, my focus is on Utah, and then Saturday we got Dallas. So I try not to look too far in the future. And when CJ comes back, then you know, we'll figure it out.
You got pretty fired up yesterday when Wesley Matthews is called for the foul on Russell Westbrook. It was fun to see from like a fan's perspective. Like, what on the court or like official wise, like what really gets you upset when you're coaching?
Well, I have a lot of respect for the NBA referees. You know, the year that I was out of coaching, I did some work for the NBA and the referees, and I know what they go through. I know how difficult their job is, and I know how good they're at it, how good they are at it. So I probably give the referees much more leeway than the casual fan. But, you know, there's sometimes you know, we're all doing our jobs, and sometimes there, you know, people in the heat of battle, where something is said, I try and let it go. But I don't know if there's one thing that really upsets me during a game. You know, as it turned out, I got a technical on a call that they actually got right. But I think it's important as a coach that you stick up for your players, stick up for your team, and know that they have that I have their back. But at the same time, I do know that the NBA referees are the best in the world, and I know what they do and what they go through, and I understand their profession to a degree. So it's kind of a long-winded answer for a mixed message, I guess.
Good Lord, you are so good at avoiding fines and still buttering up the officials for the next game. I'm really impressed with that, Terry.
So you think they're listening to this interview?
Oh, they absolutely. Everybody's listening to this interview, Terry. Come on.
Okay.
Terry, what's an NBA head coach ask for Christmas?
I was asked that earlier today, and I think a win streak is pretty nice. You know, for my birthday, I got a win against New York and a continued win streak, so that was one of my best birthdays ever. So I'll take the same thing for Christmas.
All right, Coach, we got a little over-under. How often are you called or say you look like Peyton Manning? Because we got kind of a little side action here. How often are you told that you look like him?
You know, I'm getting that more and more, and I take it as a compliment because Peyton's almost 20 years younger than me. So anytime someone says I look like someone 20 years younger than me, I'll take it.
Once a week, twice a week, do you have a number?
I'd say once a week.
All right, okay. Fair enough. Head coach of the Blazers, Terry Stotch, joining us for the first time on the show. Coach, we really appreciate the time.
All right, thanks.
Portland Trailblazer head coach Terry Stotch will react to it next. Right now, a SportsCenter update.